Although the Boulder City Council reached a majority vote earlier in the week to move forward with the proposed Boulder Library District, the Boulder County Commission decided yesterday to table its vote on the joint matter. The Daily Camera reports the three-member panel could not reach a consensus on a property tax increase for the proposed district and were hesitant to include Niwot in the district's boundaries. Residents in Niwot have said they'd rather be part of Longmont's library system over Boulder's. The commissioner's chief of staff told the Daily Camera the city and county will next try to develop a proposal acceptable to both entities, but could not state when staff would complete the work on a new proposal. Boulder's Library Champions, a group that has been advocating for a library district, has said it now intends to start a petition process to get the measure before the voters. The group began a petition process in 2019, but agreed to a withdrawal at the request of the city, which promised a study to identify potential funding sources for the city's libraries. A contractor disgruntled by the Marshall Fire debris removal bidding process is suing Boulder County. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
This past week, contractor Ceres Environmental Services filed a lawsuit against the county. They disagree with how the bidding process worked when selecting a contracting team for debris cleanup. The county says other contractors can't appeal the city's debris removal contractor decision, and Ceres says that's not fair. They would like to halt all debris removal until the case is adjourned. The largest concern of Ceres is the openness in bidding process, stating they were apprehensive about the alleged secrecy of the county during bidding meetings and went against the necessary competitive bidding process. In response, Boulder County Attorney Ben Perlman commented that the lawsuit is without merit, continuing that it's shameful that an out-of-state contractor would push for this suit and halt the cleanup in light of the tragedy. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
The city of Denver intends to file an appeal challenging a federal jury verdict awarding $14 million to 12 protesters who had their civil rights violated by Denver police during the 2020 racial justice demonstrations. In a verdict announced in late March, the jury found the city responsible for the officers' excessive use of force by not adequately training them and enabling policies and conduct that led to the constitutional violations. The protesters said they each suffered injuries caused by the misuse of less lethal weapons, which included tear gas, pepper spray, rubber projectiles, and chemical weapons. According to Axios Denver, the trial was the first in the United States to challenge a police department's use of force against protesters and marks the first time a jury has held a city liable for violating protesters' civil rights. Mayor Michael Hancock told reporters yesterday that although the administration was not perfect in handling the protest, he and other city officials believe they have some reasons to go back and look at a different type of decision and said more details were forthcoming. The Denver Post also reported yesterday another protester has sued the city and its police chief in response to officers shooting him with pepper balls and hitting him with a flashbang grenade during a May 2020 protest. The Boulder County Board of Review unanimously approved a recommendation by the Community Planning and Permitting Department to update exterior building requirements for all future structures in the unincorporated eastern portion of the county. The update, which was approved by the board Wednesday, seeks to help prevent or slow future fires. The Marshall Fire's destruction in unincorporated Boulder County prompted the update for the wildfire zone of the county that includes grasslands and plains. The requirements are already in place for portions of the county that contain mountains and forests. The standards require builders to use more fire-resistant roofing and exterior materials. Other requirements include mandatory non-combustible fences, retaining walls, and a 3-foot perimeter. Ron Flax, the Deputy Director of Community Planning and Permitting and Chief Building Official for Boulder County, said the requirements would not increase the cost of construction by a substantial amount, with most required materials not costing much more. The Boulder County Commission will review and vote on the update during the May 12th meeting. A coalition of environmental and community groups plans to hold a rally today at the Xcel Energy Colorado headquarters to call attention upon the utility's proposal to burn coal 12 more years at the Pueblo Comanche 3 plant. The utility's proposal is currently before the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Rally organizers say there is a growing concern the PUC may allow for the plant's continued burning of coal, which will compound the state's record-breaking climate-related catastrophes. Organizers also say the plant will contribute to poor air quality and negate the urgencies to transition away from fossil fuel energy sources. The groups are seeking the closure of the state's largest coal plant and are calling for 100% renewable energy by 2030 or sooner. Among the groups that are co-hosting the event are Green Latinos, 350 Colorado, Mothers Out Front, Women from the Mountain, and Rainforest Action Network. The rally will start at noon at 1800 Larimer Street, the Denver headquarters of Xcel, with participants marching to Coors Field at 1 p.m. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Winds could gust as high as 15 to 24 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s, low 40s. Tomorrow's forecast includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s and continued wind gusts. Because of this forecast, the National Weather Service in Denver has issued a fire weather watch for wind and low relative humidity, which is in effect from Saturday morning through Saturday evening. The current temperature in Boulder is 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.